division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Rogue Agents Podcast, brought to you by Media Junkie. If this is your first time listening to the Rogue Agents Podcast, this is a show where we get together to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, please rate us and share. It helps us out a ton. As always, I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercats, on PlayStation 4. That's THUNDATZ0606 on the PlayStation 4, greatest console of all time. And each and every week, I have my fellow agent, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes, on PlayStation 4 as well, because what else would he play on? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller. What's going on? First off, I love the PS4, don't get me wrong, but greatest system of all time. We're going to have some beef there. Maybe that's a second, a third podcast we can do.
I would love it. Maybe a Fanboy Fight Club, if you will.
Fanboy Fight Club could come back because, I mean, it's in competition with PS2.
Quit teasing me, please, because we keep teasing the Fanboy Fight Club coming back, but yet it hasn't happened yet. So I feel like...
Who wants to listen to a bunch of guys just argue?
I feel like we have some people listen.
Shut up.
So, you're probably wondering who's that third voice, and it is our three-peat special guest, host of Gimmick Minute, our fellow agent and friend, Jason, a.k.a. Deadman24 on PlayStation. What's up, man?
What's going on? I'm happy to be back. I love being your guys' tripod.
Whoa. All right, I see we're starting this episode.
We can't bring him on anymore. We're going to have to buy him some plaque or some shit. I don't want to buy a plaque.
Hey, who better?
So, last week on the pod, if you guys are listening, we were a little bit bummed out, a little bit depressed, maybe defeated even is the word, because we had an amazing thing come out, the Operation Dark Hours, the raid. And me and Wes basically just got fucked up, and we kind of were, I guess, down on the game, and I felt like we were a tad bit negative, and I don't know. I kind of want to recover that, talk about some things. We had a state of the game on the 22nd, talking about a few bug fixes and things like that, and then also I wanted to try something different. Let's talk about something in the far future of Division 2. So that's what we're kind of going over. But, you know, we always have to start our episodes off with our hype check, see where the pulse is for our listeners, or, well, if you guys want to write in, but also the members and our fellow agents. So I'll start off. I feel like I struck some love with the game again. And like I keep mentioning, and I've tweeted out before, I think it has a lot to do with remote play. Because I just get on here and I just want to play the game. And I completely ignore the fact that the raid even exists. And I've been doing projects and bounties and just overall having fun again in the game. So I'm pretty hyped.
What are you at?
Ooh, I was thinking that whole time I was talking, like, what number would I say? And last week I was like a 6, maybe 5. We were like pretty middle of the road. I'm probably going to go with maybe about a 7 or 8, maybe an 8.5. I know that's covering a few numbers, but it's because I really enjoy playing the game. Like, that's just straight up. I don't know about hype, but I just enjoy playing the game, and I want to play it all the time.
Yeah, I feel you there. I liked the game a little bit more last week. I was with you. We forgot the raid existed. One thing I really liked about it is we mistakenly didn't complete all the side missions. I had no idea we had more side missions to find. So it was really enjoyable going back and finishing all those side missions. And I'm pretty sure we have one more left to do. So that really brought me back into the game of having a purpose or an objective to go towards. And I like that.
So what's your number?
Like a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? That's not bad.
A notch or two. I can't remember last week. Was it five or was it below? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think you got down to maybe like a 5 and 4.5. It was pretty low. It was pretty low.
It was pretty low. That raid really just took the piss out of me. That's a saying, right? People say that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you suck the piss out of someone. Yeah, I've heard that before. Totally normal. Jason, where you at, man? Jason?
Did we lose? Yeah. We officially lost Jason.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Okay. There we go. Oh, there we go.
My phone screen went black, and I cut out for a second when that happens.
I was wondering why I couldn't hear you breathe.
Do I breathe loud?
I don't know.
And whatever you're using, I can hear everything.
Oh, all right. Well, when I'm not talking, I'll pull the microphone away. I'm sorry. I don't want to out-breathe you. It's like some fat guy that can't walk up steps or something.
No, you're good.
Whoa. Oh. All right, before we offend anyone, where's your hype level at Division Two, Jason?
As I was saying to myself, apparently, since you guys couldn't hear me, I'm around a 7.5, kind of like you guys. I really have, unlike you guys, I haven't even got a chance to try the raid because every time we've been on, we haven't had enough people to do it. I literally tried it by myself and got wrecked in about 30 seconds, and I was like, yeah, this isn't even something I even want to subject myself to. So what I ended up doing was kind of like what you did, Jamar, is just kind of going around and going and trying to find some of the exotic weapons, like trying to get the Nemesis and trying to find the Sweet Dreams attachment for the Lullaby and things like that. So I've kind of just had fun going back to doing that because it is what I enjoy in the game is going around and looting and doing different things. And there's still objectives that I haven't completed yet and things that I wanted to get done that I haven't done yet. So I guess instead of just focusing on what I can't do or what isn't as fun, I'm going back to doing what I enjoy doing and what I love about the game to begin with.
Yeah, that's why I was like thinking this episode could be more positive because I feel like we really took a look at like what we couldn't do or, I mean, what was just too difficult for us to do at the moment. And we really harped on that. But I mean, part of it is because that was new content and that's what we'd be wanting. So like that new content came out and we were thirsty to complete it and have fun with it, but it really just wasn't quite the fit for us. So I didn't want that to like let that take me away from this game because like you said, just doing stuff like collecting parts for exotics and everything, it's just so fun. It's really, really fun.
Yeah,
well, we spent a lot of time doing that. I know I somehow have spent a lot more time doing that. Yeah. I don't know how, but we'll skip on over to the agent clock. And the agent clock also, I was gonna say, is like, what have you been kind of up to? So not only just is like, hey, what's your gear score, what's your hours at, you know, all that. I wanted it to be like kind of what have we been up to, and we kind of already went over that in the hype check, but right now I'm at like 8 days, so like 192 hours. I don't know how it jumped that high, but it's probably because of remote play in my iPad, and I just have to keep saying that like it has made the Division itch like so real because I can literally just wake up, grab my iPad and start playing. So it's probably a little bit of an issue. So I might try and roll back a little bit, but
yeah. In the past 7 days, how did you play four of them?
I don't know, dude. Literally, I don't know. Every time I come home, I mean, we've been watching a lot of like the NBA finals, or not finals, but you know, Western Conference Finals, East Conference Finals. So while that's on, and I'm kind of ignoring that because I'm disappointed, I've just been playing Division while we watch TV, playing Division while we sleep. Playing Division like literally any chance I get, I've been playing. So I've been doing that, and it's mostly just control points and projects and stuff like that. Like it's I don't know, it's just addicting.
Jamar, I'm at 4 days, 18 hours.
I don't know how that happened.
What the hell did you do?
I don't know.
This may be really stupid of me, maybe it's something I've never noticed, but did you guys ever notice that when you guys equip your gear, like your pads and your chest, you know, and your book bags and stuff like that, it will tell you different stats about them throughout the game that you've played. Have you guys ever noticed that?
Oh, what do you mean?
I have not.
Like, right now I'm looking at my gloves and it says 58 car doors closed.
Oh, that's where that info is at.
As you're at this loading screen, it just flips through and it'll give you, each one has like three different things. I can go to these knee pads, and since equipping them, I've ran with these knee pads sprinting for 17 hours.
That's awesome. Those are cool
stats. I never noticed that till just now.
I'm going to just start tweeting out random division stats for my character. That's pretty cool.
Like, oh, since putting on this backpack, I've looted over 7,000 items.
Holy crap. So, I mean, you said you have 4 days. When I guess the last time you were on, unless you played like without me, but I remember us playing together, we were doing like the side quest and finishing like projects and stuff. That's pretty much
what you without you.
Is that what you've been up to lately then?
What I've been up to lately is I've just been taking a hit on my I was so. Are you still there?
I'm here. Jason may not be.
We lost gimmick minute, Jason.
Go ahead. I'll try and pull him back in.
All right, there he is.
Oh. Yeah.
What I've been doing is taking a hit on my gear, my health, and my armor to try and get me up to 500. I'm still only at like 498. That's because I'm really picky with my gear. So what I've been working on more recently is just those side missions that we talked about because we didn't have them all done. And we've just been running random routes to kind of get gear. So nothing. I focus on anything too serious.
No, that's the fun of the game. I feel like it's more fun when you don't focus on doing something.
Yeah, and we ran Dark Zone a few times.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was pretty fun.
And I'm kind of disappointed in Dark Zone this game compared to the last game. I feel like last game it was exhilarating to go to the Dark Zone. It was so fun. Like you wanted to play just to go to the Dark Zone, and you know this game I don't feel it.
Yeah, I kind of just don't want to run into people because I haven't really focused on like a PvP build. So I prefer to just like fight enemies and get loot versus before. I felt like maybe that was just us being naive, but I didn't really feel like I needed a PvP build when we could still take down like rogue agents and stuff. But well,
it doesn't help that when you die, you look at whoever killed you's stats and it's all garbage compared to yours, and all their stuff is garbage compared to yours, but somehow they can get you. So it's a waste of my time.
No, there's actually a bug that's going on right now where because the way they are doing the scaling with like the normalization, you can get blue gear if you make a secondary character, and that blue gear scales up in a weird way. So there's people with like a million armor because they have like this random chest piece that's a blue gear, and when it normalizes up to World Tier 5, it stacks on like a ton of armor. So like these people are basically giant sponges that you can't kill. So that's another reason why I'm like, I'm good on PvP.
Who figures this shit out?
If it can be broken, it will be broken.
That's true. People do focus on that.
So what about you, Jason?
All right, so I'm
hunting for the nemesis.
I was, yes. Yeah, so I'm right behind Wes right now, which I was a little bit behind you guys to begin with, but I'm at 4 days and 7 hours and 51 minutes. So, but somehow, and I don't understand, how am I the only one of us that's at 500 for gear score?
Well, I will specifically point out my backpack that is at like 495 or 494, and yeah. I just can't get rid of it. Like, it just has a really good stat roll, so I just can't find anything better. So
gotcha.
That's like killing it. Basically brings my average down.
And I'm so selective at anything I put on my guy.
See, I guess I took a different approach to it. My thing was I wanted to get to 500 and then I could just kind of like slowly find the pieces that help that I could then, you know, kind of build myself up with. But I wanted to get that 500 first. So I guess I focused more on that. And now I'm just to the point where now I'm trying to find the right stuff that kind of matches how I play.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I always wondered, like, when they said the average gear score, if it was what your drops would be, what the average gear score is. If you're at 500, you probably have more 500 stuff drops.
Yeah, a lot of 500 stuff drops, but I still get like purple, like 475s and stuff like that, and I'll still get like 498s and yellow and that stuff, and even the green stuff that drops, it's not always 500, but a lot of the stuff that I get is, I would probably say a good like maybe 65 to 70% of the stuff that drops is at a 500 score.
Oh, do you know what we did last game, or actually that we didn't talk about when you said, what am I focusing on? We got the Liberty last
Oh yeah.
And I have a level 500 Liberty now because I had the mod and I had points and I was able to construct that one.
That thing is that thing is pretty damn deadly. If you actually use it, like any red enemies that you come across, you can usually kill in one or two shots. If it's a purple enemy, it might take a couple more, but
I really like to see, like, maybe this week we can, like, get you, like, the pieces, like, kind of catch you up where Jason's at for the Nemesis, because I picked that up on Thursday, and I feel like with your build, like, how you use, like, have the rifle and the marksman rifles, like, as your main, like, stats, it probably would be insane with that gun, because it's already ridiculous with mine, and I don't really have anything, like,
oh, you guys have the Nemesis? Sniper.
I don't have it yet. Yeah, Jamar has it.
Oh, okay.
You got to run those evaded missions, man.
Well, you should have got on and played with us last night.
No one even told me you guys were on. You know what I did last night? Jack shit. I didn't do anything.
Well, let's move on to main mission. I didn't have a segue for it. We'll do our couples therapy on the next episode. The main mission, like I mentioned earlier, was just going to cover some things. I wanted to talk about right now, talk about a little bit in the future, and then talk about far in the future and see if you guys have kind of an idea of like where we're going and what direction Division is going to be. Of course, our opinions don't matter because we don't make the game. However, we can discuss it. So on May 22nd, we had the state of the game. And this state of the game just seemed like I was like actually pretty excited for it because I was like, ooh, all this drama going on about, you know, console players having a tough time with the raid and how hard it was. And PC players are superior because they're the greatest thing on planet Earth. And I thought, man, they're going to definitely address this and talk about like things that they're planning to do for console players to help us, you know, complete the raid easier. That did not happen. However, they did talk about title update 3.1 and some fixes that they have like in the pipeline. And a lot of it actually, well, most of it is things that I've experienced in my 4 days of playing in a week. And a couple of the things I'm like interested in is to see how this didn't happen. And I feel like a lot of people are, I almost rightfully so, but not really giving massive shit. Like Wes, I know when we first started the podcast, we were just like praising them almost so much so that I got like 6 checks in the mail from Massive for just, you know, talking so highly of them. I hope you got
Ubisoft
yours too, right?
Sent me games that they sent me Watch Dogs 3. It's not even out yet. They're like, here, this is great. Keep
oh no shit. Yeah, just keep up the praise. But no, seriously, we were so high on Massive because one, they were very transparent. Two, they were like listening to everything. And then three, they made an amazing game. Well, over these past like few weeks, it seems like the negativity is spawned towards them now. And it's just a lot of things that I wonder like if they just kind of messed up or if this is just them rushing to get the game good. But I'll just go into it. We have like the 3.1 fixes that they were talking about, 3.1 being the title update. One of the number one issues that a lot of people are reporting, that's the word I want to use, are reporting is the rushing NPC. So even from the little bit of time that we talked about, not so much rushing towards you, but just running around like crazy. And it was an issue before, and I remember us joking about it, like the NPCs would rush a player because there was some calculation issue, and they would see you as a weaker enemy even though you were stronger. And now they fixed that issue, but it was a new bug that happened that they didn't catch before. And now they just run around like crazy.
Yeah, they like run right past you and like go into like a completely separate room sometimes, and it's like, where the fuck is this going?
And sometimes it doesn't seem like they stop running.
No. They go from cover to cover and just run and run and run, and it's so frustrating. And I wonder if this has a lot to do with why maybe it's a little bit harder for on consoles, i.e. like the raid, because we're using a stick to control and aim, and traditionally it's easier to aim, or I guess easier to master aiming with the mouse and keyboard. So I wonder if that has a lot to do with it. So that's why I kind of was like, I'm going to chill out on the raid and see maybe with 3.1 if that'll help like with the enemies, because that is a frustrating thing. You go to shoot at someone and then they just run across the map or they run around. It's painful. It really is.
Yeah, and you can't even really lead them either, because you really have no idea where they're going, because there's no rhyme or reason to what they're doing. They're like, they're running in a zigzag sometime motion, or they're just kind of running past you and like around in a circle behind you, and you're just confused the entire time, and you can't really lock on because the auto aim doesn't, by the time the auto aim picks them up, they're already past you.
That's 100% the truth.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating.
I think when I think of the NPCs running, I think of like Get Out when he, like the janitor, not the groundskeeper.
Oh, yeah. He's just running real fast.
Yeah.
He just cuts like a hard 90 degree angle. That's generally what happens like 90% of the time.
Yeah, you think they're rushing you and they're coming straight at you, and then all of a sudden they just go right past and they don't even fire their weapon at you. And you're like, oh, all right.
Another bug that they're fixing, which to me, I guess, is not like, I haven't really found an issue, but this could be also why we haven't really had a good chance of like approving our loot. But there is the scaling between like the masks. So like different brands and different gear sets, the stat rolls are not like scaling properly. So that could be a problem of why maybe we have a mask from, you know, patch or title update 2.0. that's still better than a lot of the masks that we're picking up now in 3.0. So that might be fixed as well, like in 3.1, which is something to look forward to.
Man, I'll tell you what I've really been doing on the game is, like, I'm not really focused on getting the 500. I'll get there eventually. It's not the big deal. Is I've been focusing on, like, preparing myself for the next time we do the raid. So what I've been doing is focusing on my damage to elites lately. And I went from being like 30, 40%. I'm up to 60% right now. And I'm still working on getting that higher. So that way next time we do the raid, that I get those elites, we can just smash them real quick with that machine gun.
Yeah, that's honestly, cool. That kind of is what started my quest, like, to keep playing the game again, was because I was like, man, I could get my damage to elite up. Because when we joined our clan, we're like, hey, we're about to play. Well, when I was playing with them, we kind of play like at different times, but they were like, hey, what's your elite, your damage to elites? And I was like, like 42? He's like, okay, you should be fine. And what he really meant to say was, get the fuck out of here. So it's okay, you know, that he let me join. But yeah, I was like really focusing on that. So like putting damage to lead on my guns and like getting hard hitting on all of my like gear. So I've managed to climb up. I think I'm like at maybe 80 or something like that. But like it's just fine tuning that to be ready for like the raid, which is kind of the fun of it.
Yeah, and I know last game that we played, I was tweaking it and working on it, and then I was dropping some named enemies real fast with it. So I just keep building it up.
Yeah. So that should help us. I mean, another thing that I've noticed, and this is a bug that is actually in here, which I didn't realize, but I thought they just took this away. But before, you used to be able to loot, like, all as junk. So, like, if it was, like, 5 pieces or whatever it drops, you just, you know, I think it's L2. You hold down, and it would loot all as junk. But they actually took that away. And apparently, it's just a bug. I thought it was just, like, a design choice. Like, they wanted us to look through everything. But they're going to be bringing that back, and that might even come out before title update 3.1. So that'll be cool. But I know it's sometimes like, obviously we're just grinding and grinding. It was quite annoying to have to go in and choose everything and mark it as junk. That was annoying.
Yeah, I feel you.
This one I have no experience with, and I tried to look up on Reddit to see if this was like an issue with people, and it turns out it really is. I don't know if you ran into this at all, Wes, but like the rate of fire for semi-automatic rifles is kind of off right now. And before, you could just kind of click the button as many times as you can to like speed up the rate of fire. And it's all based off like your weapon and stuff. But there seems to be almost like a cap at 1 second. So you could only fire a bullet every like 1 second or so, which it just throws off the cadence, I guess, with like semi-automatic weapons. Have you like experienced that, or did you notice anything glitchy or weird about it?
Nah, to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Yeah. I have noticed it. Just because I started using the MK17 and I even switched off of it and went back to an assault rifle just because I didn't even realize that there was a problem with it. I just noticed there was a difference in me trying to fire it. And I just kept coming up with different problems with just not being able to really, what's the word I'm looking for? But yeah, it just seemed like I couldn't get off as many shots, or maybe it wasn't quite as accurate and it was a little bit slower. It was just more of like a grind to try to like shoot it. Like where I felt like it was real smooth. No matter how many times I clicked it, it would match my rate of fire. But now it's almost seemed like I was like mashing the button sometimes because I'm like, oh my God, why aren't you firing fast enough?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm happy that that's being fixed, because again, this is all things that maybe not necessarily the reason why the raid is so hard, but I mean that could be potentially, you know, causing an issue. I mean, I have way more issues with the raid myself, other than just like kind of these weird mechanical things. But I think that some of these fixes may actually help. I haven't noticed any other bugs. It seems like the audio thing stopped happening for me. They haven't reported on that anymore. But there were some other things that were like other like deep level like patch note stuff, which if you're curious and you want to see like if there's an issue or that you have or that it hasn't been reported, I would definitely go over like Ubisoft like and check out the news section for the Division 2, and they have like the patch notes and stuff there to give you a little bit more detail. But in the state of the game, after they talked about these patch notes or planned fixes, this was like a weird thing to me, but they started talking about Title Update 4. And just in like a very, hey guys, don't be mad at us about the raid. We have something cool coming. So like I wanted to talk about it with Title Update 4 and Title Update 3.1 for that matter. They didn't give us any update on as far as like when is it being released. They're kind of like just saying, hey, we're working on it. It'll get there when we get there. We'll have more to share later. But specifically with Title Update 4, which makes me wonder why they even bothered to bring it up. But they gave no specific date. And they said, hey, this is coming. But just look for it when it comes out. But there's a few things that they covered. And really the only thing that they mentioned about it that I thought was interesting is that there is a fourth specialization coming with Title Update 4.
So yeah.
My guess with Title Update 4 and the fact that they mentioned that is that we do have, and this was me talking a little bit later in the looking forward, but we do have the DC Outskirts Expedition episode 1 coming. So I wonder if Title Update 4 is just going to be something in the summer, which then makes me wonder when is it going to be. So I wanted to little, like kind of hypothesize with that for a few reasons. And then the other thing is they just mentioned that it will be a PTS, so they'll have a public test server. And I really wish they would do like somehow do one for PlayStation or like console in general, even if it's like Xbox. But I would like for them to test the update on consoles as well as PC. But
how long between Title 2 and Title 3?
That's a good question. I was trying to look that up, and what I actually did this. I tried to look at just the episodes that we posted, or like that we did, because we covered both of them. And I was trying to figure it out, but I really couldn't do, because I feel like Title 2 just came, and it came with Title Bison, so that was around like April, the beginning of April, maybe the end of March, and then Title Update 3 just came in May. So
I'm gonna say probably the first week of July.
First week of July.
That's my guess.
I feel like that's a pretty good guess, because the roadmap for the year one roadmap, it says summer for episode 1. So if we have July for Title Update 4, and then we have summer, that's got to be right, like in the middle. Because then you would imagine that 3.1 would come out in June.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I feel like July is right. So interesting enough, this is something else I kind of wanted to dive into just for a little bit. With the specialization 4, or 4 specialization, whatever, we have our 3 right now. What do you think the 4th specialization could be? and like what do you think like weapon wise that they're going to get like a boost in? Because
it's a Gatling gun.
Gatling gun? Oh wait, yeah, I think we know that already. So that's not a mystery, right?
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. Well, still,
what I didn't know that. It's a surprise to me. I didn't know it was going to be a Gatling
surprise.
Gun. Yeah.
As soon as you said Gatling gun, I'm like, oh shit, we know that.
It's, I mean, they didn't flat out show it. It was kind of like they showed, like, it was like kind of like blackish in a way, like shadowy, that he was holding a gun that looked just like a Gatling gun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember that now. Well, I guess what I was, my thinking was, you have your demolitionist, and you can get the buff or the extra weapon damage with an LMG. You have the survivalist that you can get the extra damage with, like, an AR. And then, I always forget the third one. What's the one that you are? Tactician? I don't know. The third one, the sniper.
Tactician.
Tactician? Yeah. All right, I'll go with that. You have, like, rifle damage. So the only other weapon that would be... Well, no, you get shotgun and AR. And then SMG and
Mine's LMG, yeah.
Huh. Maybe I don't know where we're going with that. Anyways, my actual overall arching point with this is we're adding a fourth specialization. It's going to add more stuff for us to do, but are you guys going to be like ready to grind for more like of those points to like fill out the tree with the new specialization? Because none of you guys so far have done like a second specialization, right?
Like I started doing the sniper one. So I've gotten a little bit through that, but then every time, like usually if I play by myself, I'll switch it to another one that I don't have now and kind of build it up, and then I switch it back after, like once you guys get on. So yeah,
I don't know. I think it's almost better to launch a second character, like work with us to level them up really quick.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be something like that, because I kind of started a second character because I was like, hey man, I want to get like, you know. I don't know. I made a guy and I made a me or whatnot. But after doing it for like maybe 30 minutes or so, I was like, I don't know if I want to go through all of this again. So it has to be some way
you,
of like.
You don't have to. So, like, if you look at it this way, you know how, like, in when you go to the base of operations and you go to that first table, remember you can pick like different, you can unlock like what, like five different loadouts. So you could just change your loadout to basically whatever, you know, whatever works
for
that specialization. And that way, you know, if you need to switch to a different specialization, then you can just change your loadout. So you can still keep the same character. You don't have to switch that around.
And so the points aren't easy to obtain. I mean, they're easy to obtain, but to obtain the amount that you need, that's a lot.
And yeah, I mean, you do a lot of missions over and over again.
I guess we should probably look more into that. But, like, it was easy before because we only had one specialization. But, like, can we just keep running those same missions over again and we'll get more? Because I don't know if the invaded mission just automatically give you those points.
I thought they did, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, I could very well be mistaken as well, but... That's just, I kind of wanted to do like a little bit of a think tank. It turns out I just confused myself. So let's look forward past July, because I think you hit the nail right on the head with maybe Title 3.1 coming out in June and then 4 in July. But I guess this would probably be around the same time. But do you guys know any information at all about like the episode 1 other than like, obviously, they didn't give us much information, but I just put down in there the description and the notes. And the description goes for DC Outskirts Expedition. It says it's going to take us in the surrounding areas of Washington as we chase down elite enemies of the Outcast and Black Tusk. And coming with that, it's going to be two new missions and then a new game mode, Lost Convoy. So,
Lost Convoy, huh?
Yeah, so this sounds interesting to me, primarily because we're leaving like the city part of DC, so it's kind of going to expanding the map a little bit, which is pretty interesting. But the Lost Convoy is what I really wanted to talk about, And I think I know what it's going to be.
Well, I want to know what you think it's going to be. Before we switch to that, I just want to say, whatever they do with the next update, I really hope they fix the drop rate of the MK17. Because I haven't seen one.
Dude, you want to know a gun I haven't seen in forever?
What?
A Police M4.
Yeah.
I think you dropped one for me the other night, didn't you, Jason? Was that an M4?
I dropped one.
Oh, that was you.
And it was
garbage. Okay, yeah. That was the only time I've seen a Police M4, I don't know, since World Tier 4. Like, it's crazy,
it,
man.
It always gives you guns that you don't use. It's like, cool, thanks for the 800th shotgun that I've never shot a shotgun. Why do you keep dropping shotguns?
Because it wants you to shoot a shotgun.
I don't want to shoot a shotgun. Give me that K-17. Good God. Seriously, the last one I saw was before they even switched the game around. Like, it's only $497.
It's really strange. It really, really is. I don't know if it's just some kind of algorithm that's like, hey, you use this weapon, so we're going to drop less of these. Or I have no clue, but it's odd.
Yeah, well, they didn't fix that.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
do you want to know what Lost Convoy is?
Yes, I do want to know. So, I mean, if you do know, are you guessing?
I mean, what is the truth at the end of the day?
Can you throw out a spoiler alert in case people don't want to know?
No, I literally don't know, so it's not a spoiler alert. But what I really hope it is a new version of Survival. Because we talked about this the other day, but Lost Convoy sounds like to me that somehow you're out in this area. You may have lost your convoy, so you have to like gain materials and stuff and get back. Now, I don't know how much I want it to be a PvE or a PvP like type mode, but here's the thing. If it's a new PvP mode that doesn't rely on the gear or builds that you already have and you have to find things, I'd be down for that. Because we're not going against people who already are like scientists and mathematicians who make these builds extremely crazy. We're going against people that are on kind of an even playing field, you know?
As long as it's not like, oh, the colds of Washington, D.C. are killing you. Like, what?
I think it would be cool if like let's say the setup of it was we were driving somewhere and there was some sort of explosion and we got separated by it and we had to like work our way to each other, like all start in like three or four different points or however many people you go in with, and you have to basically survive until you come all together and then finish it as a group. That would be actually pretty damn cool.
But Jason wants us to come together. I get it.
Yes, exactly.
All at the same time in unison. 1, 2, 3. Yep. No, I actually do like that idea. I was hoping for like more of a PvP thing because I would like to play against other people because that's where you get like your blood boiling and your heart going. But
that's
I don't
where you
want to
get your blood boiling.
I just don't like playing against. I don't like the PvP options that we have now. Because I don't like going against people who are like their sole focus is to be the greatest Division II PvP player of all time. I want to just kind of have fun, you know?
I'm going to say this again. You know, anyone that's listening, if they want to add us, that's perfectly cool. We'll play with you when we're all on. We always need a fourth. We rarely run a fourth. And then you can really hear how Jamar is when his blood gets boiling, which is hilarious.
I normally only get extremely upset when we're playing Apex. That's normally the only time.
Give it.
There's times in the Dark Zone when there are people being assholes that you get like you're about to rage quit on any second. You can just tell.
That's fair. And I'd like to point out, Jason, you're a 3-time repeat guest. It's being bitches.
I think that was originated on the first episode that I was a guest on. So,
that is true. No, but I do like your idea though. Is like we are a convoy together. We get separated, and then we have to come together, and then like you know take on a mission. That would be cool too. I mean, I'm always down for more PvE like content. But what makes me think that it's PvP, though, is that it's already two other main missions that are getting on top of this new game mode. So that's where I'm like, this can't be just a normal mission, right? This has to be, like, something that we do collaborative. So maybe maybe it's like a battle royale kind of thing. Like I said, a new version of survival without the cold and eating food.
I could even handle the eating food. It was the cold thing that was just so annoying, because you would have to stop at a barrel of fire, and if you didn't stop there for a long period of time, you would die. And yeah, that was awful. It's straight awful. Couldn't stand it.
Man, talking about this makes me want to load up Division One again.
No, not even a little bit. I mean, I would play Division One because you still owe me that that trophy. But outside,
and with that note, well, no, I'm not joking. I'm joking. But in all seriousness, I do like thinking more about the future with Division, because like when I was looking into this, I'm thinking like, man, it's like we already got the raid and like all of this stuff. We started to classify missions, all that good stuff, and I'm like, we're truly in the end game. But then I realized, wait a minute, we haven't even got the first episode of Year One's roadmap yet. So we have a lot of content to cover, which is cool. I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, I think it's a good time to kind of like move on and like close this out. I just want to give like a little foreshadowing. I always try and say like what we're going to talk about next week, but it turns out I change my mind all the time. So really, like the next episode, I kind of tried to look it ahead. We'll probably have like the state of the game. We might get more information about 3.01, so we'll probably talk about that. And then Wes and Jason both are going to get their nemesis, so they're going to be all excited about that. And then the week after, we're creeping up on June, and we'll have E3. So I'm assuming that Ubisoft's going to have some cool Division information, maybe the release date for Episode 1 and Title Update 4, you know, all that good stuff. So we have episodes and stuff, like, ready for every week. But next week, I think, again, you guys are going to commit to getting the Nemesis, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a binding contract, since we just talked about it on the podcast, basically.
This is true.
You owe our fans this experience, though. But yeah, I just figured that would be something cool to talk about, at least getting like some new exotics. I think the Nemesis will really get you, you know, excited about the game again, Wes. I really think you'll like it.
Yeah, I would love to check it out. And you know, I would have loved to already have had it by now.
I didn't even realize how difficult it was to get it at first, and then I started doing like a guide and I was like, wait a minute, I mean it's literally time consuming, but it's not really that difficult. That's why I was like, I gotta keep going. But maybe we'll get you there for sure. Well, do you guys have anything else you wanted to kind of talk about Division related or anything?
Yeah, before we get off, I just want to take a minute. Like I said earlier, in the podcast, it's really awesome when you guys reach out to us. We all get pretty giddy inside, and we text each other like, oh my gosh, this is really cool. So I've been shouting out like different countries and continents and stuff like that. I do want to give a shout out to someone that reached out to me last Wednesday, let us know that he really likes like our podcast, how it's great content. And I'm not going to say his full username, obviously I would never want to give someone away, but Sideswipe, really awesome, man. Really liked, you know, you reaching out to Jamar and I, and it's really cool. I like when people do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna also shout him out too. I'm gonna among my times, like, I just want him to know that I'm not an asshole, because I'll load up Division and I'm just fucking around, you know, on my iPad. Well, I don't have a headset connected when I'm playing my iPad, just because of the way remote play works. It's technically screen mirroring or whatever, I don't know. But anyways, I can't chat while I'm doing it. So I feel bad, because he'll want to join. He'll send a message like, hey, can I join you? And like, I'll be back on a little bit later. Like, I'll squad back up with other people and then we can play. So I'm not avoiding playing with you. I'd really like to play with someone who like enjoys our content and thinks I'm cool. Because, I mean, Jason and Wes are the only two people that think I'm cool, I think.
Whoa, don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah, all right. Super cool. So, cool, dude. I have to speak it into existence, okay?
He is just being an asshole, Sideswipe.
No, but seriously, I would like to get, like, join up.
We tried to invite him last night, too, when you and I were playing. So, yeah, it's...
Proof, I'm not an asshole.
Oh, when you guys didn't invite me, okay.
I don't know. What did we, like, Texter, maybe I thought you were like doing something because you did. We didn't talk about it, you know, but you did get like some dental stuff, and I thought you were like in pain or something. So I don't know.
I got these opioids or whatever in my house, and I'm like, should I take those
or sell them? Okay, now we won't talk about anything else. Right, so, with that being said,
door. Hello FBI.
I'm sorry, did that disappear again?
No, you're good.
So with that being said, I think the greatest and best way to reach out to us would be on Twitter or sending us a message on PSN or even like a friend request. Again, I'll go over it one more time. I'm Thundercats06. That's THUNDA06. PlayStation, of course. And then
you just said Thunder 06. You didn't even say the cats the section.
Okay, maybe that's why Kristen gave me a weird look. All right, so let's try that again. I wonder why that was so short. That's weird. Okay, so it's Thunder, THUNDACATZ 06 on the PlayStation Network. And then you have Wes, of course, who is Demented Wes, which I have it spelled up here just in case you don't know, but it's DEMENTED. WES on PlayStation as well, because why not? And then lastly, we have our three-peat special guest. At three times, are you like kind of like a we'll say special guest? we have Jason, that's Deadman24.
Special anymore.
Now, I'm not going to spell Deadman because it's just Deadman24.
Deadman24, yeah. That's pretty easy.
But we definitely appreciate it. Also, if you want to reach out to us, say you don't have PlayStation and you're a PC, you know, gamer or Xbox, hit us up on Twitter. We tend to do a lot of stuff on our personal Twitter or like our main Twitter, so keep an eye out for it. But our main one is going to be Media Junkie Vids with an S. That's like the best place to hit us up. So at Media Junkie Vids with an S, send us some cool photos that you may have taken in the game. Also, we like to talk about everything under the sun that's nerd related, so it's not even just Division. If you have other passions such as maybe wrestling.
Yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, I know there are some wrestling fans that are on this channel, because my first episode that posted actually did pretty well. We had quite a few listeners, but on my channel so far, it seems like some of the carryover isn't there. But if you search Media Junkies on your favorite podcast app, or if you search for Gimmick Minute, which is the name of my podcast, the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast, you can find me on there. We have a pretty good show. There's three of us on the show now, and we talk a lot of stuff WWE. We're going to have another episode coming up here pretty soon. We're going to change the format around a little bit because it's become more of a recap than what I really want it to be. I want it to be more kind of fun and loose and talk about some of the fun stuff that happens, like some of the best tweets of the week from like some of the wrestlers and some of the things that happen on the shows that kind of make us laugh or that are dumb or stupid or that could be done better and stuff that we think are great. So, you know, definitely give us a listen. So, you know, search the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast and check us out. Subscribe, give us some good reviews, and you know, I'll be happy to hear from you guys. I have a Twitter too with that channel. It's at the Gimmick MINU and the number one, because I put something way too long and Twitter changed it. So, whoops.
I would also say, like, seriously, if you think we're fun and we're cool, we have a buddy of ours, and I'm not misspeaking, am I? Because Mike is doing the show, right?
Yeah, Mike is on the show now. He's okay. Been on the last two episodes and will be on every episode going forward. So
if you could do us a favor, if you really enjoy our content, I can't even speak. If you really enjoy our content and you think we're cool and we're buddies, please just like listen to the episode and like maybe give like put a review. Definitely do 5 stars, but just say like, "Hey, Mike, you're stupid."
Yeah.
Just say from like Jamar or Wes, like we like to fuck around with Mike because he doesn't play Division. So if you could just go to either podcast, but preferably like Gimmick Minute, just leave a review and just say like, hey Mike, why don't you play Division? I just want to see that happen. I want to see him read those and get like so upset and confused.
That would be totally awesome. I can't wait. And even if he doesn't read it, I will for sure bring it up on the podcast if it's there. So.
And of course, lastly, we have our YouTube channel, which is Media Junkie Vids on YouTube. Or I'm sorry, excuse me. It is just youtube.com/Media Junkie. We do still have some amazing content there. Wes, if you don't mind taking a second and just shouting out some crazy shit that we have on our channel, i.e., game sharing tutorials or boiling something with a game cartridge. What's that about?
Yeah, our YouTube channel, we're still working on posting videos there. We haven't had as many videos as we were posting before. That's because I'm currently in the middle of getting a new system. Once a new system's up and running, will be great. We do stream to that YouTube channel, so there are different streams available there. Fortnite, Apex, basically anything we're playing at the time. But there's also a ton of videos, tons of content that you're able to find just by going to the channel. For example, if you have an old Nintendo laying around that no longer plays videos or does play games, perfect. Watch the video that we have on there. I'll teach you how to boil the actual 30-pin that's – or is it 82 pins? I can't remember right now. That's built into the system, and you can boil all that corrosion right off there, and it'll work brand new every single time, like you just took it out of the box. You can learn how to game share with your friends on PlayStation. It's a great way to share games that you purchase. That way you guys can cut down on costs and like that. Don't send me PlayStation. Love you guys. And there's tons and tons and tons of stuff on there. If you like Ninja Turtles, a lot of good Ninja Turtle videos. And some guy actually just commented the other day that our videos were recommended to him. He really likes all of our videos and really likes the Ninja Turtle ones and make more Ninja Turtle ones. So
TMNT, man.
I plan on doing that.
Well, with that being said, this pretty much covers most of our content. So you know where to find us. You know how to get a hold of us. So please do so. We really want your interaction as well. But then the main important thing is just keep sharing our episodes, keep sharing our shows, and keep rating us. We really do appreciate it. And I guess there's only one way to end this episode. And you guys know how to do it. So we have the number one hashtag ever, according to me. So but we just like to end the show with our little fun, you know, hashtag, aka slogan for the show. Even though we don't want you to go out there and be bitches, we do want you to go rogue. So with that being said, let's end the show, guys. Hashtag let's go rogue.
What a mess every week.
You gotta do like a countdown or something, I think. That might be the